What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, before we look at your texts and your calls, our friends at the Minnesota Ice Festival are giving you a winter staycation. You can go to WCCORadio.com/contests and click on the Minnesota Ice Festival staycation, the contest link, for your chance to score a one-night stay for up to four at the Hampton Inn in Eagan. Plus, you get a $100 gift card for your group to have food at a nice restaurant in the area, burgers and bottles. Sounds fun to me. I told you I brought Q on Friday. We had fun. For all the information, WCCORadio.com/contest. Okay. Calls are coming in. Dave's lining them up. What gives you the most optimism about the next 4 years? What makes you most pessimistic about the next 4 years? First text, his chief of staff. This is from a non-Trumper. Now, Susie Wiles, as I talked about with our friend Susie during the segment of Overrated, Underrated, Properly Rated, she is someone who many Democrats, when there were a lot of picks, a lot of cabinet picks, where they said, okay, that's a good sign. We can work with her. And that she slowed down at least some of his nonsense, or maybe you don't look at it as nonsense. I do. You know where I stand. During the campaign, and that she's going to try to bring a semblance of order and reasonableness and concentrating maybe more on policy as opposed to the Twitter fights. I need to see it, Dave, to believe it. But people believe she had that effect during the campaign. Another one. I'm afraid that we will lose our democracy. I'm worried that basic respect and decency will be a thing of the past. I appreciate you, Chad. I really appreciate you saying that. And we're not going to lose our democracy. It's going to be tested in some ways. But at no point have I ever compared Donald Trump to Hitler? That's nonsense. I've never bought into the Nazi talk. I've never bought into that he's a fascist. I don't think he's equipped for the job. I wouldn't vote for him. I think he gets too caught up in what benefits him and the revenge tour. And his character is not even close to what I want out of a president. But I don't believe we're going to lose our democracy. I don't. Dave, I think we have too many guardrails. I think the Supreme Court and the immunity ruling was absurd for any president. Anyone. Donald Trump, Joe Biden. Joe Biden today, let's say it again because I said it multiple times during the first hour. He made a giant mistake today, in my opinion. when he's pardoning five family members. He's living up to the hype of the Biden crime family when he tells us over and over and over again they did nothing wrong, and then he's pardoning brothers, a sister, and two spouses. So I'm not lamenting the loss of Joe Biden in any way. I think he was a major disappointment as a president, mainly because he wasn't equipped for the job. Donald Trump is going to challenge democracy. I think that in some ways, Donald Trump, compared to Cash Patel and RFK Jr., to name two, might be the moderating voice. Because Cash Patel, even recently, has talked about the revenge tour. RFK Jr. and some of his vaccine talk, I literally couldn't disagree more on his autism comments and some of the other comments. Do you, when millions and millions echo this texture, they believe our democracy is in jeopardy because of Donald Trump, you say what?
I don't buy that. I do agree that there's, you know, parts of our society that are, I don't know if in jeopardy is the right word, but things that you love might be in jeopardy. Certain freedoms we have might be in jeopardy, or things we take for granted. But our actual democracy, the functioning of this country, the functioning of this government to continue past another 4 years, no, I think we're fine.
There is plenty of reporting. We both saw a Wall Street Journal story. The prices are going up now. I thought they were going to go down first day.
Well, the story came out yesterday.
Yeah, but Donald told us prices.
That was still the Biden economy.
We're going to go down right away. Now in a couple of interviews he says it's going to be a lot harder. Well, no bleeping kidding. I mean, that's where the BS was incredible, right? Because for us, if you're seeing the prices go up, you have a right to be angry. But then if a guy tells you all along that on day one the prices are going to go down, and now he's telling the truth, that's more complicated, and now the prices are going up, that's the reality.
I'm just hearing from my sources right
yes.
now.
Yes, what are you hearing?
Lunds and Byerly's eggs are 38 cents a dozen.
I'm going to get
some. It's amazing.
John is called in. John, thanks for listening. You're on CCO.
Hey, I just want to start by saying that I'm an independent, okay? I never vote. I don't think any party has all the answers, and I don't think any party is always wrong. But when Trump ended his first term, I was way worse off than when it began. And when Biden ended this term, I'm way better off than when it began.
John, we lost your phone.
He has no desire.
Go ahead, John.
He has no desire. Trump is not a public servant. He has no desire to be one. And he proved that he is incapable of handling a crisis, which COVID cost him his first term. So I'm concerned about him. There will be crises. I don't think Trump is equipped to handle it, and now he's surrounded by a bunch of yes men that won't tell him what he needs to hear when there is a crisis. That's
thank you, John. Concern. Appreciate the call. I think we have to factor in that when Trump was leaving, the economy had stopped.
Yes.
It has stopped. And Joe Biden, or any president, could have been Dave Harrigan, the economy was going to come back. And so you were going to get 10 to 12 million jobs almost no matter what. Now, then you debate, did Biden do enough? Did he do too much? And again, I've made this point a lot lately. Inflation better in this country than most Western nations and coming down. But if it, you know, when you're buying stuff, you don't care about Belgium and Luxembourg. So Trump did a remarkable job in hammering home the inflation, which we were facing, and pointing out that he was going to solve it. Let's see if he lives up to that. Now, some of it, he's going to benefit from time. But the crisis one is another important one. Donald Trump would have been president right away without the pandemic. But he was dismissive of it, at least publicly, with some of the nonsense he offered up. All right, let's get to a bunch of your texts, include Jason. Once again, we're talking about what makes you most optimistic about the next 4 years and what makes you most pessimistic as the as is the tradition, in this case, Donald Trump receiving a number of toasts from the congressional luncheon.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Couple more texts. Pessimistic about Trump because of his cabinet choices. Another person worried about cognitive decline. This texter says, I have no worries. My hope is the economy can improve, largely due to inflation, the cost of gas and groceries. As John Stewart stated, I'm paraphrasing, we had an old, insecure, senile middle school student running a very complicated system in a very powerful position. Optimistic that Trump made a lot of promises on the campaign trail. And some folks defending Joe Biden and pardoning the family. What about that part, Jason?
Oh, the pardoning. I mean, the last 2 weeks of the Biden administration, I think, well, the last year has really sullied what could have been like a pretty good track record of accomplishment. Bipartisan infrastructure bill.
Mm-hmm. CHIPS Act.
Some good stuff.
Getting us through some tough parts of the economy.
Just
but
looks very, I mean, it reinforces what many of us hate about politics in general, which mm-hmm. is, you know, looking out for number one. You're yep. looking out for yourself.
And another lengthy story over the weekend. This one, the New York Times, about how they were protecting him for so long and how politicians were just lying to us. Democrats were lying about 100% of the time when they were saying he's fine.
Yeah.
And they knew for years that he was not. Where do you stand on Melania's hat?
I like the hat. You know, I like a weird fashion statement.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be boring.
Yep.
You know, Melania, remember like when she did the Christmas trees that mm-hmm. like were in black or something and everybody
went,
sort of lost their mind?
How about when she went to the border and she had the message?
Had the message.
The coat.
I don't know. Welcome. That's some of the. That's what I'm optimistic about. Some fun nonsense.
Remember when you told us a couple weeks ago, and I asked you, "Are you going to do a birthday party at all?" And you said no.
Yeah.
I think you've already had two, and we're not even close to your birthday yet.
Well, I just had a dinner. It was just.
It was labeled as a birthday dinner.
Birthday dinner. Yeah.
On Instagram,
three couples. We yeah. went to dinner.
Another party tomorrow.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah,
one.
And yeah, then a party on your actual birthday.
No plans for my birthday. How about that? Hit the buzzer.
Hit the buzzer on that one.
You're throwing a surprise?
Keep waiting.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.